Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We'll talk more about them shortly. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98, where you can check out pictures of Lance, Kevin, and I gender swapped.
Yes.
People are loving it. Lance looks like Lady Gaga. I'm not going to lie to you. and we got some new roast photos that I'll put up in a second, too, that are really good. So follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98. Speaking of barbecue, happy National Barbecue Day, everybody.
What?
That's right. It's today.
Don't you think it should be next weekend?
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're kind of getting you ready for the, like, planning out your barbecue, right?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. You make a good point. It's already another holiday next weekend, though.
Might be good to get Tom in next week and maybe give some grilling tips.
He's a huge star now. He was on Channel 5 this morning.
But like that the average barbecuer can do.
All right. I'll talk to him. I'll make a call.
Nick's always, his philosophy on barbecuing is this. He's like, why would I want to spend hours doing this when somebody else has done it and done it better than I can ever do it? I mean, I think it's like it's a hobby for some people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
I've been smoking these for 17 hours.
Right.
Go down the street, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. They've got the equipment. They're ready to go.
It's also a National Mimosa Day.
Hello. Oh, I do like a mimosa. They hurt. They don't like me, but I do like them. And I like it with there's a pink one. I guess it's maybe one with grapefruit juice.
Okay.
And champagne. Those, again, hurt me.
I had a wonderful mimosa over the weekend at Juniper in the
West
End.
You sounded like my mother there.
I know. It was wonderful. It was like a pink peppercorn or some pink peppercorn shrub mimosa, I think it was.
You love a good cocktail.
I do.
Yeah, you do. Are you going to have one today for National Mimosa Day?
Probably not. I did what I could on Sunday.
Okay. It was brunch. What are you going to do?
Yeah, right.
A couple of things going on that we got to talk about. Red Lobster giving away insulated fanny packs to keep your Cheddar Bay biscuits warm. This is a real thing. I'm going to find it so I can show it on the Instagram Live. They're actually pretty cool looking. Like, they actually look... They look nice. They're legit. They're kind of hipster, kind of cool.
So they're giving them away like just to random people. They're not selling them.
It's something on Twitter. So if you follow Red Lobster on Twitter, which I'm sure you do because we have a lot of overlap, Red Lobster fans and fans of the show, you probably follow them on Twitter and they tell you what to do. You have to Instagram, you have to send a tweet, say kind of why you dig it, why you should get one of these things. But they're pretty cool. I'm not a Red Lobster guy, but would I wear this fanny pack? No, probably not.
I don't go to Red Lobster, but are they giving with the Cheddar Bay biscuits,
yes,
or are they stingy? Because, you know, I worked at that place where if they did not eat the delicious rolls, we put them back in the warming drawer.
As a huge fan of Red Lobster, yes. Very generous.
Mm-hmm.
Very generous.
A biscuit fanny pack. Note to some of my family members, this is an upgrade from the pocket of your sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Red Lobster is the best deal.
Really, you just need to have one of those sweatshirts that has that middle...
the hand warmer.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. Other thing, this is coming back. Kellogg's bringing back chocolate peanut butter corn pops for the first time since they were discontinued 10 years ago.
I don't even recall those things.
Yeah. I do. Corn pops, so delicious by themselves. Yeah, you add chocolate and peanut butter.
You gotta really hurry on a corn pop.
Well, what's that? Reese's. Peanut butter cereal is great.
Oh, it's good. Mm-hmm.
But it's more of like a Kix, right?
Right.
Than a corn pop. Like, it's more that...
It's a round...
It's a different texture than the corn pops. More corn involved in the corn pops. This makes me, I'm distractedly hungry just looking at this thing. It looks really, really good. Okay, how about this? So we talked a while ago. Oreo did that big campaign where they put out a mystery flavor and you had to guess.
Everybody got it. Those Fruity Pebbles.
So easy, right?
Yeah.
And and you would think it probably would be
but
easy.
But it had to be a huge success.
I think so, too. It got people talking. And I think it had to be easy with an Oreo. Like, you got the Oreo taste and a little something added. Not too hard to come up with. Well, Pringles doing something similar. You guess their mystery flavor, and you could win $10,000.
What?
It's...
Wouldn't you find a Pringles flavor more difficult to guess?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what. At a trivia night last year, there was a Pringles category, and you had to... They gave you a baggie.
Oh, wow.
With all the 10 different Pringles flavors, and you had to eat it, or you had to, like, taste it and write down which flavor it was. It was... highly difficult.
That's a really involved trivia night.
Yeah. Do they?
Well, you know how sometimes they give you candy and you have to identify the candy?
Oh, yeah.
There are handout categories.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For like the one-hit wonder category, the artists were there.
How awesome would that be?
Yeah. Do they still have the pizza Pringles?
Listen.
That was good.
There were Pringles for sure. I had never even heard of. I didn't even know they had this many different Pringles.
We'll have to get in on this. We'll have to find some mystery Pringles and see what we can do. They did it up in Canada last year, and the flavor turned out to be 7-layer dip, which I would have a hard time identifying.
Yeah. Right.
Because obviously you're just putting those 7 layers together, putting them on a Pringle. That would take some work. I'm not sure my palate is that refined.
Yeah, what was one of them that they did, and it was heavy on the, it was an everything bagel. Somebody did an everything bagel. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
You don't remember what I'm talking about, but it tasted.
It's almost unfair.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
It has to be like one single flavor, but I think they've already done all of those. Anyway, when these come out, we will find them. We will try them right here on Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. 198.
Foodstuffs!
All right, Lance, let's get to the nitty gritty. Luckily, the PSB opened a while ago, back open. But
yeah.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!